our town and country office national. They've got your home or business office sorted. 258 Halifax Street.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to your Rush Hour. What a day here in Adelaide. What a day. And let's get underway. The phone lines will be open, family, in the text line. If you want to have a bit of a say, let's be balanced and let's be measured. I know we're angry and we want blood, but we've got to make sure we do the right things. We're going to be back on track as of Sunday morning, and I say hello to you, Bernie Vince, and welcome. Welcome to the Rush Hour on a live Rush Hour on a Friday.
Yes, how exciting, Jazz. We're going live again. G'day, Hado.
G'day, mate.
Hey, yes, well, what a roller coaster this week has been, Jazz, in this great city of ours. But I feel, as I said before, part of me's angry, but more part of me is relieved, Jazz. I'm relieved that we can get back to normality a little bit quicker than what we thought. A bozo for lying about what's going on,
Why?
But it's happened.
Why do you want to lie?
It's happened.
Why do you want to lie?
I don't know. Why would you lie? Why would you lie about that? There needs to be, Jars, coming out of this, there needs to be penalties for lying about this.
But
at the moment,
no penalties.
There's no penalties
charged.
Now. But it costs the economy billions and billions of dollars, Jars.
This individual will escape a penalty. There is no available penalty for lying to contact tracers.
This is what the police commissioner had to say.
The Emergency Management Act requires people to provide information on request. There is no penalty for failing to truthfully answer those questions. There is simply no mechanism for us to actually take any further action.
The Australian Federal Police need to get involved.
Yeah, there needs to be a penalty, Jazz.
There has to be some repercussions.
Too much risk to our economy. It costs us billions a week when we're in lockdown, Jazz.
Lives.
The mental health of people that are getting locked down and losing jobs and losing money and losing houses. And then no penalty for the person that puts us into lockdown. That needs, out of all this, that needs to change, Jazz.
Now, the Premier had this to say.
One of the close contacts linked to the Woodville Pizza Bar deliberately misled our contact tracing team. We now know that they lied. We are still trying to locate thousands of people who may have had dangerous contact at the Woodville Pizza Bar. Even more, now that we know this person lied, we need to find and isolate a whole new group of associates.
G'day, family. Well, the phone lines are open. 133353. The text line, Burn.
Yes.
Have you say, let's just... Yep. Purge and let's get on with it because we are going to be seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. Bernie, ready for the phones?
I am, mate. I'm excited.
Giovanna of Woodford. G'day, Giovanna.
Hello there. How are you?
Good. What would you like to say?
Well, after watching the press conference today, the only thing I'm concerned about is now that they've found that this person did lie.
Yep.
And the lie to me that they found out now that he actually is a delivery driver and he's infected maybe other people, why have they all of a sudden now been more relaxed with the restrictions? I would think now it would be even...
Go harder
because now there's... We don't know how many people now he's been in contact with. So I'm just a bit confused. I don't understand why they're just seeing a bit relaxed about it. Shouldn't we be a bit concerned now about these people that he may have been in contact with?
Look, they're saying that they're on top of it and they're saying that they have traced everyone that's been in contact with this individual and they've all been put in isolation there, Giovanna.
Yeah.
So I think they're on top of it from all the information that we're getting, Byrne.
Yes.
That anyone that was in close contact with this individual, they've got them.
Yep.
Sorry.
It's a good point. It is a good point.
I was confused. We were talking about this off air before, Jazz. I said, why are they getting eased the restrictions when, you know, we didn't know where he was? But I think to answer your question, Giovanna, I think it's because they thought he just visited the pizza bar. He was only in there for a short amount of time and caught it that way. They were thinking, geez, that means anyone that spent a small amount of time in there could have caught it. But he spent a long time in there because he's working there.
He works there.
Is he the same person who also has a security job at the hotel?
Well, he works at the Stanford Hotel. That's where he works.
As a security guard, but not...
Yes, correct. And then he went to the pizza outlet to go and get his pizza. But didn't tell the police that he actually worked there.
Yeah, correct. But is he working at a hotel that's also quarantining people that are coming from overseas?
I don't know that. Giovanna. I don't know that. It just says he works at the Stanford Hotel, and they're not a Medi Hotel.
Or what role?
They're not a Medi Hotel.
The Stanford isn't.
No, I don't believe so. Pepper's on Weymouth, isn't that's where it's come. Correct. Giovanna, thank you so much for your call and everyone that's calling 1-333-53.
Frank from Pennington. G'day, Frank.
How you going, boys?
What are your thoughts, please?
Good, Frank.
Look, I got to agree with what you said before, Jars. I just find it unbelievable that character, for want of a better term, could lie about something as important. He shut the whole state down, and there's no punishment for it. I mean, you know, if I do something stupid on the road, I get punished for it. That doesn't shut the state down. It doesn't affect people's livelihoods and mental health.
Mm.
But there's a punishment for that. But this, you know, this clown, can work in a pizza shop and potentially infect God knows how many people, shut the state down and get off scot-free. It's wrong. I agree with you, Judge, that this given there's no penalty hand it over to the federales.
That's what I'd be doing.
If he's able to lie, get away with it, then why the hell should any of the rest of us bother playing by the rules either?
Well said, Frank. Jeanette from Paradise. Yes, Byrne?
You need some accountability around this, Jars. Well, and to answer Giovanna's question before, I've just had some information here. The reason is it's classed now as what's considered a close contact transmission instead of a community transmission.
Okay.
So that is a lot more dangerous when it's a community transmission because then it's hard to trace where they got it. But it's a close contact transmission. Easier to trace that.
Absolutely it is,
You know who's been close to you.
1-333-53 is the number.
Janet from Paradise, hello.
Hi, how are you going?
What's your take on it, Janet?
Right, well, I've just been listening to all the comments and I don't condone lying. However, my concern would be if we force harsh penalties on anyone lying, will we inadvertently force people into a situation of fear that if they do say something, it's a greater effect? So the downside, I suppose, is will we force people into, I'll use that term, going in underground and actually not saying anything and people walk amongst us? I don't know.
I don't know either, but I just don't understand how you can lie.
The repercussions,
you know, are enormous.
Huge.
Absolutely enormous for our community.
Why did he lie?
No, absolutely. Who knows? He could have had pressure from his employer. Yeah, we don't know the circumstances.
Good call.
It could be, we don't know how he's being paid, and it's not good for us to speculate.
No.
But I think we all need to learn a lesson. So one lie, this is the result. So
Well said, Jeanette.
Well said.
Have a nice frothy for us tomorrow night.
Yeah, please do.
Wes from Happy Valley. G'day, Wes.
How are you, chaps?
Civil action against the bloke?
Yeah, mate. Why don't we class civil action? If they can't ping him on a criminal offence, then all the businesses and individuals he's affected financially can all get together and sting him that way. He won't do it twice, will he?
No. So that's from workplaces? Like, they can do that? Have they got the ability to do that there, Wes?
I'm not in the law industry, so somebody who's in the game would probably have to confirm that, but I don't see any boundaries to it, but I guess it might be a bit hard if no one knows
who he is. We'll try and track that down, buddy.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Thanks, mate. Take care, Wes. Let's go to Joe of Adelaide. G'day, Joe.
Hey, boys. How you going?
First of all,
as I said earlier, I just want to say congratulations to all the South Australians, to the Premier, to the Health Commission, to Triple M for the great job you guys have done. But this guy, he ain't got a brass razoo in the bank account. All I'm saying is get him, lock him up in a Medi hotel, give him 3 weeks lock-up and let him pay. Because that's the only way we're going to sort this bloke out. You can forget trying to take him to legal actions and all the rest of everyone says. He ain't got a brass razoo, but get him into a Medi hotel, charge him, keep him there for 3 weeks, and then let's see if it ever happens again.
That's a really good view, mate. Thanks for letting us know.
Byrne, Greg Griffin has just called us, or we called him.
Griffin, you called me.
Griffin Lawyers. we know how good Uncle Gregory is. Now, Gregory, obviously a massive day for our state the last two or three days, and then the police have now got down to the bottom of it. This individual's in a lot of trouble, but he won't be charged because there is no offence in terms of contact tracing, Griff. So can a class action be taken against this individual?
A lot of people are asking that.
Well, it's a fair question. Now, if he was Warren Buffett and worth, you know, the lazy $30 billion, mm-hmm. You would try and find an action against him. I suspect if he's working part-time in a pizza bar, he's unlikely to be able to satisfy any judgment amount. So I don't think the class action stands to actually be that successful. And the other thing, of course, is that he doesn't owe anybody a duty. I mean, even though he's acted in a deceptive and misleading way, he doesn't actually owe a duty to the individual businesses that have suffered as a consequence of the reaction to what he said by the state government. And one step further, whilst the state government has hardly covered itself in glory, what it did would not be actionable.
Can the businesses, can they take class action against the business he worked at?
Well, the problem is that he was, I don't even know if he's working there or not, but apparently he was. Mm-hmm. But the employer, unless he sat next to him whilst he sat there and lied, he can't be held responsible for that. And furthermore, in terms of what flows from that is that no one could have expected such an... he certainly couldn't have, and I don't think any reasonable person would have expected such an extraordinary reaction to him attempting to extricate himself from some issue and lying. I mean, the fact is there still has to be a duty of care, and there is... He doesn't owe Triple M a duty of care. He doesn't owe the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker, all of whom have suffered a duty of care.
What about our businesses who are losing money by the minute? Can the government assist them in some way? Can they take the government on?
Well, I don't think the government actually is legally obliged to compensate them, and if they were sued, they would win.
Yeah.
But I think the government may well consider some gratuitous payment to any of the businesses that have lost money. But then that's every business.
Yeah, true.
And basically, we've just, gone into another, I don't know, X-billion-dollar budget deficit.
Yeah.
So I don't think the Premier's got any appetite to actually increase what we owe.
Yeah.
But because every business in this state has lost money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Including you.
Including me, which is the saddest of all.
Hey, Greg, just on another matter, do we need some accountability around, people or individuals lying in these situations? Because the ramifications are enormous and cost the state and, Australia billions of dollars a week that we're in lockdowns. What's the course of action there? Can that be changed?
Well, they've got to change legislation on Monday morning. I mean, I think it's an absolute disgrace that this person is walking away without even a fine.
Nothing.
I mean, he's lied to a police officer. Now, I mean, I don't think the police have even looked hard enough at the range of criminal charges that can and should be brought against this person. And I understand now, from if you listen to the various media reports, that he's now not even disclosing other people he actually was with as opposed to those he claimed.
Yeah.
So, I mean, my view, sounds a bit draconian, he would be in the remand centre until he made full and frank disclosure of everything.
Griff, keep up the good work. Thanks for your time, mate.
No worries. See you, gentlemen.
So we're not suggesting that a class action or civil action should be undertaken. We've had a lot of calls and texts from frustrated business owners, as you can imagine, asking the question, and we're getting to the bottom of that. And that's what we've got the phones open for until 3:30 this afternoon, 1-3-3-5-3.
Terry from the Barossa. G'day, mate.
How you going, guys? I was following merely what he's already said there, but I'm a simple broken hill boy.
Yep.
The shortest distance between two points is when the coppers first asked the business owner, who's all your employees?
Yes.
So the business owner at some stage would have gave his name up, surely.
Well, we hope he did. That's what we're presuming, that the police have asked all those questions.
But that was several days ago. Then also wouldn't you say the guy who was infected, who you come in contact with, who's your work colleague?
Yes, yep.
So is there a group of people lying here, not just one?
Well, that's what they're saying. That's what they're saying.
I think there's more than one
here. There's more than one. So, that's what they're saying, Terry. Take care, mate. Alex of Richmond. G'day, mate.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Lockdown.
Good, Alex.
The way it's gone, I sort of agree with Byrne.
Yeah.
The bloke was a bozo.
Yeah.
But just a quick one. I was a business owner for myself for 20 years.
Yeah.
if you can't survive 2 days, what are you doing running a business? And I don't mean to be rude by that. So no. They close you down for 2 days.
Yep.
If you can't pay your bills for 2 days,
yeah, but there's Alex, wrong with but, the way but Alex, we business. Took a massive hit start of the year, and we haven't recovered from that, mate.
At the start of the year, that was different to what it is right now.
Yeah, but Alex,
so if you've got people complaining now.
But Alex, we're still trying to recover from that start of the year. You're a businessman. You'd know what they're going through.
Some businesses have taken a hit. Some businesses haven't.
That's fair. Some businesses have thrived under these circumstances.
And that's what
have.
I mean. So it sort of swings and roundabouts.
Good on you, Alex. Take care, mate. Let's go to Dougie. Dougie.
Yeah, good day, guys. I'm thinking this could be the biggest lie to the medical fraternity since Andrew Jarman told medical staff on April 1st, yes. 1994, that he had a splinter in his bum from when Graham Corns benched him.
Benched him.
Jesus.
Oh, well.
That wasn't the week where he didn't turn up. At least you're on the bench.
Burn, no. You got some text messages.
Yes,
in
I have.
Turn
yes.
me off.
Maybe the pizza guy was earning cash, so he and the owner of the pizza shop kept it quiet as they'd be in trouble for tax evasion. Okay. That was another point of view from a text message. A lot of text messages coming in about lying about lying, Jars. So I just hope these rat bags aren't lying about lying so they can get them and their mates back to work earlier. So we'll pay for it again if they are, which is a bit scary, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
And what about this what one? Else? I just hope now some of the events that have been cancelled in the last few days can be reinstated. Things like sport, dance, our Christmas breakup, Jars. That's
it,
one
of
them, etc. That's from Greg from
the first test.
The first test back on, Jars. We called that last night.
0488 51047 is our text. We're going to take your calls in the next 5 minutes.
And there it is.
I say I don't like cricket.
Blew it.
Oh. He's our boy, but we're talking to one of our stars of the Australian cricket side and South Australian cricket, our very own Travis Head. G'day, Trav.
Burn, Jars. Thanks for having me,
Jeez,
guys.
You boys did a runner, didn't you, before the deadline, the lockdown, you took off the Coffs Harbour.
Yeah, geez, we're out quick. We actually come out of the Shield bubble and 9 of us went down to Lady Bay and we're standing down there for 3 days. Ooh. And so we're 12 holes in and we're back in the car on the way straight back down first morning. So, she was a quick turnaround. But, we're here now and we're in the sun. So I guess we're very fortunate. But there's been a bit happening in Adelaide in the last 24 hours.
There certainly has. And what's been the message since this, about the lying and stuff here? So it looks like the state's going to reopen. Are you going to come back? Because obviously the BBL doesn't start until the 10th.
We've literally got straight off the track just then and sort of boys got their phones and sort of seen what's happened. So very early days. It's nice to obviously hear that we're potentially, Adelaide back out doors and not the huge lockdown. But for us, I'm not sure because we were already gone before the lockdown. So we sort of got into coughs and then 24 hours later there was a lockdown. So precautionary. I think we'll see how the next sort of few days, but we're not really sure at this stage on what our movements are. And it's changing day by day, really.
Hey, Heddy, what about your international players that have to come over and play? Are they all coming over to quarantine? Are they able to come full stop?
No, I think there's still, again, I'm not 100% sure. I think one of the boys said Salty was on his way or not far away. So again, I think that I'm not sure how that works. But I'm sure as he comes, his normal quarantine and everything, that hadn't changed from last week. And I'm sure it definitely won't now. But at some opportunity, them guys will come and they'll quarantine. And Cricket Australia have been fantastic in the way they've been able to handle that and also the players.
Hey, well, tell us about Danny Briggs, your new signing. All-time wicket taker over in England's T20 Blast. He's a good get.
Yeah, great. Yeah, I knew Briggsy for a while now. I was at Hampshire a very long time ago and playing club cricket. I actually play at the same club team as Briggsy, and he'll give us great flexibility. I think, as his record suggests, he's been one of the better spinners in England for a very long time now, and he can bowl any over of the game. He can bowl the first or the last, and he'll complement the bowlers, and especially Rash, because the way we've used Rash over the years, if we're sort of getting a bit of tap, we sort of bring him in earlier, or if we're not, we sort of hold him. But if we've got someone else that can do that, that's great flexibility for me as captain.
What about yourself, mate? You've got a good bit of spin on you.
No, he hasn't.
Yeah, I don't know. The power play is just, I'm not sure about two. I need to be outside over 6-7. Well, this new power play rule is pretty good because it means more fielders out earlier for me.
Yeah,
so,
nice.
They could probably change it and give us 6 or 7 out maybe instead of the 5, but I could do with a couple 10 rows back. But yeah. I'll save it for them too. More spinners are better. Let's after bowl.
Before we let you go, will the first test happen in Adelaide Oval? Are we going to be at the Adelaide Oval? Yes or no?
Well, I hope so. I think what's happened today is promising, I think.
Okay.
I'll leave it there. I actually don't know. So
you don't know. And you're an Australian cricketer and you don't know if you're playing in Adelaide, honestly.
Well, mate, it was just good to get back on the track today and good to be out in the sun.
Yeah, fair enough.
We've got a little bit of time till then, so hopefully today's just a good step forward to hopefully within 14 days or 2 weeks we get it back on track and get the first test there, and it's going to be a cracker.
All the best, mate. Proud of you, buddy. Catch you again.
Thanks for having me, boys. I'm missing Baloo.
Travis Head, thanks for your time.
And there is. I say I
don't like cricket. Blew it.
Got in beautifully bowled. What a
getting whacked.
The Stanford Hotel is a Medi Hotel, Ben.
Yes. Confirmed.
So we had a good call earlier, asked that question, and we weren't quite sure, so we just followed that up and made sure. But it is. Yep. So that's where that individual came from.
Nice.
All right, Burn. Yep. Let's go to the phones. Thanks for being patient, family. Michael from Woodcroft.
Afternoon, boys. How are we?
You're not happy.
I've got a couple of things. I'd rather listen to you blokes than those two Muppets in the morning.
Jeez, that's a bit harsh.
That's harsh. Have we got a prize for Michael?
No, we're not giving him a prize for one in our family.
I couldn't get through this morning, so no, I left it for this afternoon.
Love the boys. They do a great job.
Speak to the A-team.
Nuts, boy. What do you got, mate? What do you think?
Oh, just your shout out on Wednesday about supporting the local businesses.
Yeah.
Food.
Yeah.
My daughter rang up and ordered to take away. It was down at in Tye at Jetty Road, Brighton.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh,
yeah.
Just big shout out to them guys because they were wonderful. They come and checked on me because the order was taking about half an hour or something.
Yep.
I said no problems. There was this other bloke there.
Mm-hmm.
He had a crack at one of the staff because his order took 40 minutes and had one of the girls in tears. And to that fella, you're a bloody knob job.
Well done.
Yeah. Couldn't agree more, mate.
Well done, Michael. Take care, mate. Take care. Look after yourself. Mark from Hackham. G'day, Marcus.
Afternoon, legends. How you going?
Talk to us, please.
Hey, look, we're all in agreement that pizza boys are buffet, yeah.
Yep.
I think that goes without saying. But I just wanted to point out, who puts a virus quarantine facility in the middle of the CBD that is virus-free and doesn't think it's a time bomb waiting to go bang?
What? SA government, SA health, mate. That's who did that.
So are they just as big a buffheads as Pizza Boy? I think maybe they are.
Mm. Mark, you said this, Jars. You said they shouldn't have it in the city.
No, they shouldn't. Experts and independent scientists, and I've read this the last 24 hours, are calling for these Medi hotels to get out of the city.
Yes.
And I tell you, Mark, in Northern Territory, they do it the best in the whole country. They are in a 3,000-bed bedroom or facility for the former mining camps.
Yes. Yep.
That's spot on,
and
Josh.
That's where they go. And they're all happy as Larry. Great facilities. There's about 1,800 of them in this complex as I speak in the Northern Territory. We've got them smack bang in the middle of our bloody city.
Yes, and we're not medically qualified as experts, and we can work it out.
Mate.
Right, why can't they?
Well, can we put them? Isn't Inverbackie Brackie Detention Centre available in Woomera?
Well, that'd be a perfect spot.
And they're not detention centres. You don't. Please understand.
It's like a hotel.
Exactly right.
It's a hotel, and take
the staff up there. Take the staff and the cleaners and the security up there.
Well, there's not as many people there, Jars. So if it does happen to get out, the spread isn't going to be as large as what
Mark
it could possibly be in the city. So great work, mate. We got a prize, mate.
No, we don't, Burn, but we have to look. They have to look at it. The government have to look at it and sit down and say, you know what? Let's shut them down and let's take them out.
Yes, we made a mistake. There's been a mistake made and out of their hands, but let's learn from this, Jars. Let's get them out of the city. Mm. There's a few learnings out of this we can take.
Yes, Heyday.
1-333-53 is our number, or 0488-51047 on the text.
Jimmy from Morfitt Vale. G'day, Jimmy.
G'day, boys. How you doing?
You want to give the government a rap?
I bloody do. I'm a staunch Labor supporter, but
yes.
I reckon Stephen Marsh and what he's done for this state through this COVID, I'd vote for him tomorrow if he was re-elected. You know, we are the number one state in Australia and in a lot of places around the world for what it's done. Right? I listened to the radio on Wednesday afternoon on the way home from work. And the amount of people that got on there and criticised him for what he's doing, you know, if they didn't do what they've done this week and let it go, and then all of a sudden you got something like happening in Melbourne.
Six weeks would have been locked down.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. So,
isn't it better to do 6 days or maybe 14 that could have worked out for you than 6 months?
Yeah, absolutely, Jimmy. Nah, spot on, mate. Nah, very good praise for Stevie Marshall and his team. Let's go to Brian of Port Noarlunga. Brian.
How you going?
Good, Brian.
Yes.
I just want to say, who's going to pay for my 2 days? Like, I can't go on to Centrelink. I can't do nothing. I'm on casual. And there's no support. People live week to week. And 2 days' work is a fair bit of money, which you have to pay bills with.
Absolutely.
So now I have to go without frothies for the next week.
Well, it's not so much frothies, but some people can't buy groceries. Some people can't pay their rent burn.
Yes, well, that's
casual
a very
workers
good point.
Are getting smashed between the eyes.
Yep, well, they don't get any reimbursement. So the government needs to do something. Right. They did over in Victoria, the JobKeeper and Job Seeker and stuff. I wonder if they'll back pay casual workers if there's something, some protocol you can go through to get payments. I think the government needs to come to the party there.
But Alex from Richmond said, no, you surely can survive without 2 days of not being open for a business.
Some people that can't, Charles. You just said it.
Well,
you just said some people can't afford to pay their rent.
I want our government to come out with some sort of financial package.
They have to. I feel like they have to, Charles.
Yeah, absolutely.
And this is what happens. These are the ramifications for this guy lying.
Yes, Hayden.
What? 133353. Meetings in hand signals.
Why
is like
so
to be
flat?
Smooth.
I'm not flat. I'm angry.
Why do you go to Hato when you're so
like.
Flat? What Hato? Yes, Hato. What?
Sorry, Hato.
The only time he likes me is when I'm bringing him a froth.
No, you're not. Oh, hang on.
Or he plays the Greg Blewett thing, getting bold.
133353 is the number. Our text line, 0488 51047.
Good on you, mate. Josie from Fairview Park. Hello.
How are you?
Yes, elective surgeries.
Yes, no news. Gyms are open, cafes are open, pubs are open, school's back, everything's back, but nothing on elective surgery.
So why is that?
Yeah. I don't know, I've had a cancer twice. I got cancelled last Monday because that woman that went to Limac, they cancelled Monday. She went Friday night, cancelled Monday morning for my surgery. Cancelled again because of this. And no one knows anything. I've rung up the Limac, they don't know nothing. I can't get an answer.
Well, we'll try and get one for you, Josie. We'll try and find it.
Yeah, we'll definitely try and find that out for you.
Yes, can you do that?
Producers are on it right now.
Elective surgery will start back up on Sunday. It's up to the hospital and the patient to organise their time to go in and get their surgery done.
Getting on that immediately.
So get on the phone now and get organised. So thanks for your call, Josie. Now, burn.
Yes.
You've got some texts.
Yes, some texts coming through. Right. And after the Travis Head chat, overseas cricketers should not be allowed into this country, Jazz.
Wow.
Rules for the elite. And rules for everyone else. It's wrong, boys.
Do you agree with that text?
No, I don't.
No, you don't agree with it?
No, I don't. I think they should be allowed to come in. They do their quarantine return travellers.
And they get tested more than anyone.
Yep, they get tested 2 days in and then on the 13th day or something as well, Jars. And just to clear yours up, Inverbracky is not at Woomera, Jars. It's at Woodside. And there's a couple
sorry.
Of texts
saying
that.
It is. You're right. And that Woomera Immigration Reception Processing Centre.
That's the one.
I got.
Hey,
yeah.
Jars, the Medi hotels are in the CBD, and this is why. As that it is close to the hospital facilities. The Howard Springs complex is not big enough for the amount of people we have.
Okay.
So there you go.
Yeah,
that's why it's in the CBD. Because of,
thank you for that.
Because of the medical supplies around.
Thanks, Burn. No, love it. See, that's what
How
it's all
that?
About. That's
we're getting
we're
informed as well, Jars.
Kerry from Woodcroft. Good afternoon. Kerry.
Hello.
You want to talk about what Dit said a few days ago?
He called it. He said there is something untoward and there are investigations being made, but he couldn't say anything because of the legalities of it all.
Mm.
So, and then today we've been hit with this.
Well, so our...
So that, That man did.
Yep.
He needs to run for Premier.
The Oracle, the Red Oracle.
There we go. Ditz's beautiful wife on the phone. Thank you so much for giving up.
Ditz's sister.
No, I thought it was Kate.
No, I thought it was Kate. Kerry, take care. Have a great weekend. Let's go to Gaz from Flinders Park. Gary.
Yes, how you doing, guys?
Yeah, this is not a good one. I don't like this one.
What's happening?
Really? Well, look, the girl before, I don't agree with Ditz running for Premier.
No.
But...
yeah, I'm with you.
And actually, you guys, your show's much better than the
oh, don't mate, calm down. It's not a race.
Rue listens. Rue listens. Ditz doesn't, but Rue does.
Well, that's all right.
Nah. Now, Rossi Boots, what's happened?
Hey, well, look, on Friday when they announced the shutdown, Rossi Boots closed doors.
Oh,
how many they jobs? They could not go through another shutdown.
Oh, jeez. How many jobs gone?
I don't know how many jobs. I'm not in that industry, but luckily I was there only 2 days beforehand and I bought my last pair of Ripples from there.
Just got a message. 35 jobs are gone.
35
jobs. Yeah. There you go.
There you go.
And that's because of that shutdown. And it's like, this guy cannot... We cannot. He cannot get off without.
I know. I agree. I agree. He has to pay some sort of.
They've lost the Rossi Boots. I used to wear them when I was a kid. Yeah.
Thanks, Gaz.
Farm.
Steve, your pal Owie. G'day, mate.
Hey, how you going?
You got a great boss.
Oh, I've got the most amazing boss, mate. He is so cool.
Tell me about him.
Oh, bro, he rings me up this afternoon.
Yeah.
We've got this big shutdown. 6 days. We're out of work.
What's your business called?
It's not my business.
No, What's his business?
His business is Garden Systems South Australia.
Right. Done.
Get on him. Get behind him.
Garden Systems SA.
Done. Right.
And he rings me up and he goes, "Oh, Steve, it's such a short week. We've got 6 days. We're shut down, et cetera, et cetera." And I'm like, this sucks. Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
And he's like, "Oh, I'm going to put an extra $100 in your account."
Oh.
I'm like, what?
There you go, mate.
I'm out of work.
Yeah.
And he's given me $100 more.
What are you going to spend it on?
Wow, what a boss. And I just praise, him. And I thank you very much.
Well done, Stevie.
In these times, it's great.
Yeah, what a great boss.
Yeah, what an absolute top.
How good's
well
that?
Well done. Thanks for sharing that with us, Byrne. We've got a great boss.
Oh, we have.
No, I'm serious.
We do. We do.
He's allowed us to get on here live and talk to our family
for free.
Well, it's what the family wanted.
Yeah.
Are we doing this for free?
Yeah. Yes, we are. Okay. You didn't know that?
No.
Bernie, you've got some text messages or things
got some
you want
text jars. Hi, guys. There's plenty of people down the beach at the moment. I wanted to just confirm that this is allowed before I join them. I didn't think you were allowed down there, Jars.
Well, family, I think.
Family exercise is effective immediately.
But
what if they're just sitting down there not doing exercise?
Well,
you're not allowed to do that, are you?
I don't know. Well
you're a bit
down
biased.
The beach, they've got to do some sort of exercise. What, are they just going to sit on the sand?
Sunbathe, yes. That's what people
do. It's beautiful out there. What do you want them to do? Just lie on the sand?
Well, I'm just going to ask you a question,
Well, that's not exercise.
That's with their family.
What are you
going to do? They can move around.
Do push-ups while you...
What?
Do push-ups there while you're sunbaking. Jars, I've got another text here. Yep. Jars, not only is it not a detention centre anymore. This is in for Bracky.
Yeah.
It's, and not only is it not in Woomera, it's now private housing as well, Jars. Look,
I was giving you an example of what is maybe potentially as available.
Right? I'm just reading a text, Jars.
Just on the back of the NT government do it very well with their COVID patients that people that fly in from overseas.
Oh, he's flailing.
And, no, I'm not at all. I'm just a bit annoyed that I've just tried to come out and say that we shouldn't be having these medi hotels in the city.
Mm. Yeah,
no
I'm with you, but then
no
there's
way.
A couple of good texts.
But that's all I just said. The Woomera Immigration Reception Processing Centre. Well, I just thought they're examples of, you know, if there was a massive caravan park somewhere along the river, well, we can put them there.
There probably is.
But they're all full with people.
What, Renmark?
Fine. Mark from Salisbury Heights. G'day, mate. Help. Marcus.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, g'day, mate.
Yes, got you, mate.
What would you like to say, buddy?
The one piece or one government department that everybody fears more than the police is the ATO. Now, we can't legally do anything against this guy for lying or the business possibly as well because from what I understand, he's just working under the table. Why not just hand their details over to the ATO and let them take care of them?
Well, that's allegedly. I don't think that's been confirmed that that's happening. But, well, they're going to have to follow that up, aren't they? Because that is breaking the law if that's the case. But that's only been reported and allegedly. So we can't really say any more on that until we know.
No, and, but assuming that if that was the case, then that's the one legal aspect that could be taken against them.
Yes. Yes, you're right.
Yep. Good point, Mark. Take care, mate. All the best. Spud from Henley Beach. G'day, Spud.
How you going, Jazz?
This is old Spud from the Pirates.
Yes, mate.
What's happening down at our beaches, Spud?
Well, I'm just heading down to Malunga because I've seen on the surf cam there's people out everywhere. So I thought, bugger it. I've been working for 14 days straight.
Yep.
I'm putting the bloody board in the car and going for a surf.
Well, that's
exercise, I guess.
That's activity, yeah. You're fine. Yeah. Wear your mask when you surf too, Spud. Good on you, mate. Nice. Thanks for that.
That's all right, mate. You just wait until Henley gets to sunset and then you'll see one Andrew Newton Jarman
surfing.
I've got to find my Daniel Craig bathers too.
Jenny Craig
please,
bathers.
Please don't.
Let's go to Dale of Gawler. G'day, Dale.
Hey, young guys.
You got something to say?
Yeah, I'm quite annoyed with the whole bullshit from that guy saying that, you know, lying and things like that. Mm. I mean, look how many deaths have been over the whole world from this. How many Australian businesses and even businesses around the world that have closed down after 40 years and things like that?
Yeah.
And why is the government lifting the restrictions so early? I mean, what? There'd be so many more people that would have it now that this person's lied about it.
But they're all in quarantine, though. Yeah, but Dale, they're onto it. The SA Health have got it. They're very confident that they're on top of it.
True.
It's close contact transmission, not a community.
Yeah, exactly. Which they feared initially.
Yes.
And another thing I'd like to say is how can this guy get away with not even a fine, yet there were people getting fines for sitting at a park.
Yep.
Yeah.
Spot on.
That is a great point, Jack.
Well, because there's no legislation, like Greg Griffin said. There's no law.
Well, that has to change. That changes from Monday and for mine or tonight.
Yeah, well, let's get the city back up and running before we worry about that. Well,
I just had a look at the Seaford Surf Cam, and I'm having a look at the surf now, and I can literally count maybe 30 or 40 people in the breaks. Which, hey, it's exercise, and that's allowed.
That's what maybe police commissioner, didn't he?
Maybe they're Grant trying Stevens to avoid the second wave.
No.
Oh, Bernie.
There it is.
Oh, jeez, my God.
And the last burn out of 10 days almost
Sorry,
gone.
Family.
Yeah!
It's our boy, Bern. A couple of more calls before we wrap up. Let's go to James from Parkholm. Jimmy.
Yeah, boys, how you going?
Good. Medi Hotels.
Yeah, a question. Stanford has now been named as a part of the Adelaide cluster and also as a part of Melbourne's cluster. Who signs off on the policies and procedures for these hotels? Surely something's happening wrong somewhere.
I said the SA Health and the state government have signed off on these Medi Hotels,
Someone from the hotel would have to sign off on those as well.
Absolutely.
There'll be an investigation into this, no doubt.
Have they promised that they've actually, the police commissioner
they
promised
did say
one
that.
Today?
Yep.
Yeah,
correct. So,
and there was
you,
over in Victoria too. They did a
in Melbourne, yep.
Yep.
Yep. Andrew of Lewiston. G'day, Andy.
G'day, boys. How are we?
Christmas Island.
Yeah, that's what I reckon. That way we can make sure they're COVID-free before letting them loose back in Australia. We've used it for detention centre. Let's not use it for reinsertion.
Yep, I'm with. I like that.
They have to have discussions after this, and that will be in the inquiry, in the investigation, surely.
Yep.
This Bern, is just you agree?
No, 100%.
They
just proof
that they can't have them in here in the city.
Nah, it's proof
any of
that
capital
it's just,
cities.
Jeez,
it keeps
stress,
it offshore
it?
For everybody.
Yeah, it does, and then we're all safe. Like good stuff, Andy. Have a good one, mate. Troy from Flagstaff Hill.
Hey, good on, mate. How's it going?
What's your thoughts, mate?
I'd just like to say a big thank you to all the Adelaide people and government, because now we can get things open up early again, get things running. Because I'm a chef, mate. This has been demoralising for me and work and stuff.
Where do you work?
I actually work for the airport. So
that's all right. No. We're just there. That's all right. At least it's going to get in. So on Sunday, you'll be back at work been told?
Yeah, mate. Yeah, mate.
There you go. Instead of waiting, you know, bloody Wednesday, Thursday. Because I did hear it was going to be 6 days plus two.
Yeah, I heard you have been big on that.
Yeah,
it was going to be 8 days.
That was my...
And could have been 14, because they said keep 14. There'll be 14 days of some sort of restriction. So, I mean, that's one good thing, Jars. They're all going to be lifted.
Good on you, Troy. Good to see you back at work, mate.
We've got our phones open, 1-3-3-5-3.
Yeah.
And we've also got our text line open as well, 0488-51047.
What have you got in your hand?
We'll get to those. Well, if you want to break the fourth wall, as we say in the industry, Jars, I'm trying to get a timer because I've got to get a countdown. Oh. So when we go to Kennedy Malloy, we're not going to what's known as crash their transmission. So
if anyone's
going to
do
about
it.
It's got to be Papa. It's got to be Papa.
All right, let's go to Crystal of Seaford Rise. Hello.
Hello.
Okay, how you going, Mills?
It's up and about.
She's great. Yeah, how you going now? What do you want to talk to us about, Crystal?
The 10 people in the household. Yeah. We've now got Christmas coming around the corner. People will probably want to get together soon for Christmas.
Yes.
We just want to know how long it will be before actually we can have it back to normal.
Well, that's a good question.
I think we'll get some more clarity in the next 24 hours.
Correct.
Crystal, from what we're hearing.
Yeah, because come from a big family because I come from like a family of me and three brothers.
Yeah.
And now I've got three kids and my husband.
Yeah.
And then my brother, one of my brothers has got his partner and a son. And then one of my other brothers has got a partner.
Oh,
like a big family feast. It's normally around Christmas time. It's like 15 to 20 people at Christmas time.
Yeah. Well, next 24 hours, Bern and Crystal will know exactly where we all stand for Christmas and Adelaide Oval Test. And so thanks for your call. Let's go to Derek of Elizabeth East.
Derek's just dropped out, mate. He's gone. So you can still send a text, though, 0488-51047. I've thrown Bernie in the deep end because I didn't tell him I was going to throw to that. But what we will do is have a look at some of the messages that are coming through. Yeah. And a lot of these messages that have been coming through, like Anonymous in Manapara, you can remain anonymous. We are blaming the security guard, but what about his boss and managers not doing their jobs? Chain of command, managers get away with it. Again, Bern, is it right to point the finger at management at this point, or should we just let people get their... just sort of get the gist of down of what's actually gone wrong and not inhibit an investigation.
Nah, just let it happen. Let it play out. The right people in the right positions, Hato, they can get through that. But I've got an interesting text here. Now, Jars sort of territory when we come to being outdoors. And here we go. Does winding the reel on my fishing rod count as exercise, Jars?
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
You're counting that.
Hands, forearms, metacarpals.
Yep.
You're absolutely right. Laurie in Littlehampton, you're our last caller.
No, we're going to do Posty as well. G'day, Lawrence.
Howdy, how are you?
Talk to us. Regional work?
Yeah, it's okay to say that we should put COVID patients, you know, out in country areas. Someone said Port Augusta, another Lee Creek, and, you know, various islands around the place. Think of the logistics of that. It's okay for detention centres where you just have guards, but you've got to have doctors, you've got to have nursing staff, you've got to have all the medical staff, and we can't even get doctors to go to the country.
That's absolutely
valid
true,
point,
isn't it?
Lawrence. Yeah, spot on, mate. Good on you, Laurie. One more before we wrap up. Posty, g'day, mate.
How you going?
Posty, what's happened to your wedding?
Well, we got cancelled, obviously.
How many times is this?
It's the second time.
Oh, no, Bern.
Oh, second. My sister's has been cancelled twice.
Oh.
Mm.
So what are you going to do, Posty?
What's that, sorry?
What are you going to do?
Well, we're trying to rebook it as we speak, so we're trying to get a hold of suppliers and the venue and see when we can do it again.
Well, send them down to the Cheeky Greek, Jars. They're going to open on the weekend. They're opening Sunday, aren't they?
Oh, Posty.
Mate, get them a table. Pour string!
You're not cursing us, are you, Posty? Every time you set a date, something happens with the virus.
Yeah, I think that might be the case, bud.
At least you've got a very lovely fiancé. So all the best, mate. Hopefully we'll get the third one up and about.
Yeah, sounds good.
Take care, Posty. Good
Thank
on you, mate.
Thank you so
Thanks
much
family.
To everyone that called and texted. And we are back Monday from 2 here at Triple M.
Our Town and Country Office National. They've got your home or business office sorted. 258 Halifax Street.